Public schools are required to take special education students. However, not all private schools are required to, even if they take public money. The State Board of Education is looking to change that and require those schools to take all students. Opponents of the new rules say larger private schools do serve all students, so changing the rules is unnecessary. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
St. John's Berry Academy is the largest independent high school in Vermont. There are about 950 students here, and about 635 come from the surrounding towns in the Northeast Kingdom. Even though St. John's Berry Academy is a private school, through school choice it acts like the public high school for the region. The academy houses the area's tech center. It supports a sports program. And it has a full special education department, which serves students with disabilities. St. John's Berry Academy wouldn't be affected by the new special ed rules, but Headmaster Tom Lovett still has some pretty strong opinions about how the proposed changes would impact smaller schools in his region.
These rules would not make them better schools.
The four largest private high schools that accept school choice vouchers, Burn Burton Academy, Thetford Academy, Linden Institute, and St. John's Berry Academy, all have approved special education departments. Lovett says it doesn't make sense to expect a smaller private school with 100 or so students to have enough staff to accept all students with disabilities.
Providing special education well, you need a lot of resources and training and commitment to doing it really well. It's not the kind of thing that every school of every size can do well. So there's the idea that all schools should be the same and are able to be of the same quality, I think, is misguided.
The State Board of Education says if a school accepts public money, it should open its doors to any child in Vermont, even those with disabilities. But the independent schools are making the argument that when you have a large school like St. John's Berry serving the kids with disabilities, then it paves the way for smaller independent schools to open up nearby and serve a different part of the population. Mill Moore is director of the Vermont Independent Schools Association.
We think they should consider a community of care approach rather than requiring that absolutely every school do every service. So in a particular region, for example, services for particular disabilities might not be available at all schools, but might be available at the schools best equipped by staff and facilities to address those needs. We're trying to suggest where there's some wiggle room. Of course, it's up to them to decide whether or not they want to wiggle.
We do see it as a civil rights issue.
Karen Price is with Vermont Family Network, the state's federally designated support and advocacy group for kids with disabilities.
We certainly believe that there should be equity across all the students, and that students with disabilities should not either be denied access to an independent school that accepts public funding.
There are independent schools that have 80% of their students paying tuition with public dollars and which don't admit all kids with special needs. Price says those schools should be open to any student in the state regardless of their disability.
If schools are going to accept public funding, they need to abide by the obligations that the dollars come with. And in this case, these are, you know, the most vulnerable children in our society, and they should not be kept out of these schools for fear that the schools might fear it somewhat, you know, tarnishes their image. That just isn't right.
When the State Board first released the new proposed rules, the schools thought they would be required to change their hiring practices. Since then, the two sides have been hammering out more acceptable provisions around teacher licensing, health and safety expectations, and discipline. State Board of Education member Krista Hewling says the board is less likely to budge on the disability issue.
We're striving to try to make it that any student in the state of Vermont, if they have choice, they have good choices, and they're not being discriminated against because they're special ed students. So what are the best ways to do that for independent schools, which do have different rules?
But the two sides can't seem to come to an agreement about what is best for all of Vermont's students. Cindy Stanton runs the special ed department at St. Johnsbury Academy. She says St. Johnsbury works with the nearby independent schools, and sometimes a kid with special needs ends up at one of the smaller schools. She points out that the parents help decide where they want their kids to go, and they might choose to send their child to a school that doesn't have official special ed status, because it's smaller or because it offers an alternative learning environment.
So I think that's important to make sure that people are understanding that independent schools can serve kids with or without the approval process, that they are working with those students.
Once the state board decides just how much oversight they want to see on special education, their proposed rules will go to a legislative committee, and a new set of public hearings will open. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in St. Johnsbury.